On the hotline this morning, we've got Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
How you doing? Good. Thanks.
We are good to be back. Just to put you in context, you followed up an interview we did with Deb over in North Ridgeville, where they have their Skunk Fest coming up this weekend. That's a big, it's a worldwide event. I don't know if you knew they had a yearly event where people bring all their different domestic skunks and people come and are entertained by that.
Well, they have the buzzards coming to Hinckley and the popcorn festival in Marion, and why not, right?
Sure, exactly. Well, as a politician, you probably know about every festival in every 88 county.
Yeah, and I've been to most of them around the state over time, and they don't always. I mean, they really aren't always welcoming of politicians. I mean, people are friendly, but obviously they don't come there to see us. So I always respect that and understand it.
Sure. Let's talk about some of the things going on in your life this morning, I guess, dealing with things in the state of Ohio. One of those has to do with Ohio farmers. Talk about a hearing you were involved with.
Yeah, I spent much of last week, the whole last week, traveling the state and listening to people. I mean, I don't do these big town halls and people scream about abortion or guns or taxes at each other. I sit around with 15 people. There's audiences watching, certainly, and just listen to people, to farmers talk about what they need in the farm bill, to listen to veterans talk about how we get the word out in the PACT Act, the biggest expansion of benefits to veterans in my lifetime. Especially those who have been exposed to these burn pits and developed these illnesses. The bill was signed into law by President Biden a couple weeks ago, named after Ohio and Heath Robinson, and I worked with his family to get this bill passed. We talk about the CHIPS Act, and it's finally, and we know what this means in Lorain County. We've seen it in Elyria and Lorain and Amherst and all over Ridgeville and in Avon Lake, where we've lost far too many industrial jobs that have gone overseas, too many politicians sold out to too many corporate interests, and we're going to reindustrialize this country. That's the focus of the CHIPS Act. That's why the president's coming to Central Ohio tomorrow, and it's why this bill is going to have an impact way beyond Central Ohio. I mean, I expect it to have an impact in Lorain, Elyria, Ridgeville, Avon Lake, all over the county, Sheffield.
It has a far-reaching impact and throughout the entire state and using all the resources that this state has, which is a variety of different resources, for sure.
Yeah, we have in the north, we talk always about the lake and the impact that's had throughout our history. It will continue to, and I hope in a bigger way. We know the workforce in Ohio, places like, you know, we're going to have to scale up apprentice programs for electricians and sheet metal workers and pipe fitters and plumbers and carpenters. We're going to, and we need to invest in LC and other community colleges so they can train workers. Some of these jobs are for college-educated four-year degrees. Some of these are two-year programs that the training through community colleges. Some of them are apprentice programs. Some of them are on-the-job training. But these are going to be better-paying, good jobs that can remake the state after we've had a corrupt state government for most of the last 40 years and the damage it's done.
Senator, I wouldn't, you know, we're coming up on another anniversary of September 11th. How do you think the country is sort of looking at it? I don't, you know, we had the 20th anniversary last year. There's a lot of things that are people deal with now, but sometimes you have to pause and remember where we came from at this particular time.
Yeah, we have sort of too many tragic anniversaries. We have September 11th. We have the tragedy of what happened when the banks caused the housing collapse, affecting certainly many cities in Ohio, including in Lorain County and your listening audience. We have too many markings of anniversaries of mass gun deaths. But it's partly because we've not had a government on the public side, and that's that. With this new president and this new Senate, I think we've turned a corner, and that's why we passed the Act for Veterans. That's why we passed the gun safety bill bipartisanly. It's why we passed the biggest infrastructure bill in American history, with the strongest Buy America provisions that Senator Portman and I wrote bipartisanly. I mean, we've done some things finally that get this state on a new course.
Senator Sherrod Brown with us this morning. One other thing, Sherrod, the Twins this weekend with the Guardians. This is going to be a big series. And this month, as we work into October, into the fall, there might be some October baseball.
Nobody thought that a month ago or a year ago. But last night, I went to sleep about 10:30, and Cleveland was up 1-0 in, I think, the seventh. And to wake up and see that the best closer in baseball, even he has a bad game. He walked a couple guys and two runs in the bottom of the ninth, but can't win them all. And they have a two-game lead. They could have a three-game lead, but they have a two-game lead. And who would have thought that in the second week of September? So exciting times. And, you know, the advantage Cleveland has over other teams is Cleveland has a lot more home games. Other teams, most of their last games are away games. Cleveland has played fewer home games, so they're going to be playing in front of enthusiastic fans in a familiar environment, and that probably will make a difference in these some of these games coming up.
See, I thought you were going to say we have Terry Francona, but I know there's a little thorn in your side sometimes with
no,
the
no,
manager.
You know, I have become totally sold on Francona. You're right. 5 years ago, for the first few years, I kind of ragged on Francona. And then I realized, you know, it pisses everybody off when I do that, so I kind of kept silent. But I've been convinced he's a really good manager, and I was wrong about him. I guess my view was colored because he worked for the Red Sox, and I hate the Red Sox almost as much as I hate the Yankees. So I was colored by that. But Francona's a really good manager. He's clearly, I've always thought this, a really good man. And you know, he manages through. He's not had the best health, and he gets an awful lot out of this youngest team in baseball, and it's just amazing to watch.
Yep, they seem to have a great attitude in the dugout, and like a closer, they have a short memory. They just go to the next day and play and do the best that they can. Hey, Senator,
closers have a different view of the world, don't
absolutely.
They? By now, he's already forgotten last night, I hope. At least that's the way he's got to think about it.
Yep, thanks for your time this morning, Senator.
All right, sure, for sure. Thanks.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning here on WEOL. Coming up on the other side of news, more of the Guardians. We'll talk with Jim Rosenhaus. But right now we have a look at the Buckeyes as they get ready for Arkansas State.